of Surgical Oncology for the Department of Surgery at St. John's Hospital and Medical Center, and for their Van Islander Cancer Center. Dr. Barry, good morning. Thanks for making some time for us.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I saw this story, and I was blown away because of the implication that this could mean. I saw this story written by Kim Kozlowski in the Detroit News, and it talked about the chemo bath, a new cancer treatment that you have been working with here in the state of Michigan. Tell us about it.
Yeah, what the story was about, and what I'll explain a little bit, is called the scientific or the long word is called cytoreductive surgery, which means just debulking of tumor from the abdomen, and then hyperthermic intraperitoneal chemotherapy, and it's abbreviated HIPEC, H-I-P-E-C. So in the article, or if you hear about it, you may hear about HIPEC. And what it is, essentially, is when patients have a cancer, most commonly of the colon or the rectum or the stomach or the appendix or the ovaries, those tumors sometimes can then spread within the abdominal cavity. When they do, in the past, most patients were not offered any kind of surgery. It was thought to be stage 4 disease, and they were only offered chemotherapy or potentially nothing. And their survival was short. Over the last 15 or 20 years, surgeons throughout the country and throughout the world have attempted to then, instead of not offering those patients anything, attempted to go into the abdomen and remove all the tumor that's spread to the abdominal cavity. And then at the same time, put in chemotherapy into the abdomen that's heated and circulate that and then complete the operation.
So is it
by doing that, certain surgeons throughout the country, and now there's quite solid data that shows specifically for tumors of the appendix, tumors of the ovary, and tumors of the colon and rectum now, if that is the case and we can do this surgery and remove all the tumor, and put in the heated chemotherapy, we can improve their survival.
So what you're actually doing is taking the cancer out, and then is this an actual liquid bath, if you will, that you're putting into those areas?
Yeah, it is. Once we remove all of the tumor from the abdomen, that can sometimes take a very long time. If we can do that, we then use chemotherapy, which is a liquid. We mix it with a liquid saline, and then we run it through the abdomen using kind of rubber tubes or inflow and outflow catheters. And that's connected to a machine that kind of circulates the fluid through the abdomen, back through the machine, and kind of continuously circulates that for anywhere from 60 minutes to 90 minutes. And the theory is that the solution with the chemotherapy in it and being heated covers all of the surfaces inside the abdominal cavity, where there may be tumor cells that we can't see. And so heating the chemotherapy increases the toxicity of the chemotherapy and allows it to penetrate those tissues better. So even if we've removed all the tumor, there, in theory, there are still small microscopic cells that we can't see. That's the role of the chemotherapy and the role of heating the chemotherapy.
How effective is this procedure?
It really depends on the type of cancer that we're treating. For ovarian cancer and for appendiceal cancer, especially appendiceal cancer, the data shows us clearly that this is almost the standard of care when it comes to appendiceal cancer or something that's called mesothelioma, which means that really it's the best treatment for those patients. And we've seen, especially in appendix cancer, prolonged survival anywhere in the range of a 90% five-year survival with this treatment.
I have read that critics believe that we're overreacting, we're too positive to this new treatment. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I read a little bit about that, too. In the article, it mentions some doctors who have potentially some differing views. And I think that's fine. In medicine, we'll always have people who have different views, but people who have studied this disease and studied these kind of patients and have seen different kind of treatments clearly will tell you, based on data that we have, and now we have randomized data, which means that there's been studies done that have taken people with this problem and randomized them. So they've given half of these people just regular chemotherapy, and they've taken half of them and given them this surgery. And they've followed those people over years. And what they've seen is the people who've had the surgery and the chemotherapy survive longer, as opposed to those who just got the chemotherapy alone. And this is, you know, in well-selected patients, and the person who selects the patients usually is me or the surgeon. And no one really is more selective than the surgeon. So we would never do this to someone that we thought could not benefit from it.
Dr. Barry, before I let you go, one final question. We know how tough cancer is to beat. Why has it been so tough to find a cure for cancer? How far away are we? How many years from your perspective?
Yeah, that's a difficult question, as you probably know. Daily in institutes throughout the world and throughout the country, you know, there's new developments and there's things that are changing every day with regards to the treatment of cancer. But unfortunately, especially in diseases of the pancreas cancer, which is another disease that I treat, despite a lot of the research, we haven't had any recent developments that would lead us to a cure, and the reason is not really clear. But there are extraordinary developments in the treatment of the cancers, surgical and non-surgical, that are now allowing patients, like this treatment, for example, to live for years, where in the past they would only have lived for months, potentially, with these kind of cancers. So there are very good developments. And in terms of a cure, I think we're still quite far away from that.
We've been talking with Dr. Richard Barry. He's the Director of Surgical Oncology for the Department of Surgery at St. John Hospital. Thanks so much, sir, for your time.
Okay, thank you, Tony.